Partly cloudy skies here in the Nishina Valley, and 51 degrees our temperature here this morning. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour and a high of 82. And coming up tonight, partly cloudy with south winds at 5 to 10 and a low of around 59. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN. News is being brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, Red Oak Police report the arrest of two individuals following a traffic stop on Tuesday evening at 8:55 p.m. The stop was conducted in the 800 block of South 8th Street in Red Oak. Upon investigation, officers arrested 46-year-old Justin Matthew Dufick of Omaha for violation of a no-contact order, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, and drug trafficking methamphetamine. Also arrested during the stop was 46-year-old Renea Don Dufick of Red Oak for possession of drug paraphernalia. Both individuals were taken to and booked into the Montgomery County Jail. Justin Dufick was being held on $50,000 bond, and Renea Dufick was held on $300 bond. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We just got word from New Holland that we can get 0% for 24 months on used New Holland combines. So if you're considering an upgrade, check out the used lineup of combines available at Lindeman Tractor. A lineup that includes sizes for about any operation.
With any one of these machines, you'll get New Holland self-leveling sieves that improve efficiency in two ways. You'll lose less grain and have more productivity on the side hills.
And you'll have a better, cleaner grain sample from twin rotors that come on all New Holland models, class 6 through class 9. In fact, our customers tell us elevators know that they're running a New Holland combine because of their clean sample with minimal grain damage.
The best part is that when you upgrade to a New Holland combine from Lindeman Tractor, you'll get a field-ready, highly efficient, and productive combine from a dealership with the know-how and the people to keep you running, season after season. 0% for 24 months won't last, so don't miss out. Come see us today. Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In other news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest on Tuesday. Deputies arrested 23-year-old Eric Xavier Wiggins of Corning on a charge of unauthorized use of a credit card, a Class D felony. Wiggins was taken to the Adams County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. The Montgomery County Treasurer's Office reports that effective immediately, all driver's license services will be closed through October 1st. They apologize for any inconvenience. All other motor vehicle transactions and tax services will resume as normal through this time. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met on Tuesday morning in the courthouse boardroom and had much discussion in regards to the new rock quarry south of Atlantic. The board had decided last week to put an item on the agenda this week to establish a 40-mile-per-hour speed limit on roadways designated as hauling routes to the quarry and to place additional signage. The board approved the resolution on Tuesday to establish a 40-mile-per-hour speed limit on 620th Street from Oxford Road north to the Atlantic City limits, and also Lansing Road from U.S. Highway 6 to 620th Street, and Jasper Road from 620th Street to U.S. Highway 71. Supervisor Steve Green put the motion forward to approve, and it was seconded by Supervisor John Hartkoff. Further discussion on the situation was held early in the meeting as a local farm operator voiced his concern about a blind hill near Lansing Road and 595th Street. Both Supervisors Green and Mark O'Brien said they went out to research the location and agreed that a stop sign placed at that intersection would be needed to make the increased truck travel safe. They also discussed with County Engineer Trent Walken about the possibility of cutting down that hill in the future and regrading the roadway to improve two-way travel. They decided to add an item to next week's agenda to act on putting a stop sign up at that location along with stop-ahead warnings. They also took into consideration the need to try to limit dust in the area due to the increased traffic. Another discussion item at the meeting was the possibility of closing 570th Street I-80 underpass per a request from the Iowa DOT. Supervisor Green expressed concern he'd received from area farm owners that the closure could possibly impact their land value with the separation of access. He also expressed concern about a homeowner just south of the underpass that also has a creek bridge south of their property. They stated that the creek bridge is flooded twice in the past 13 years during large rain events, and the underpass closure would leave them stranded if that situation arose again. The board discussed possibly doing some work in that area to prevent future flooding. That work, they said, could be funded funded by the money that the Iowa DOT would give the county to close the underpass. Ultimately, no decision on the closure was made, and Engineer Wolkin will look into the possibilities of addressing the concerns that were raised about that situation. And the board finished their meeting by entering into a closed session to evaluate the performance of County Engineer Trent Wolkin. The board set to meet again next Tuesday at 9 a.m. in the boardroom of the Cass County Courthouse. They plan to have all end-of-the-month business addressed that day, since the following day will be the last day of the month. The Cass County Secondary Roads Department announced earlier this week that Cass County Road N28 will be closing today just south of Iowa 83 at the Iowa Interstate Railroad for repairs to the crossing. There is a detour in place. It's anticipated those crossing repairs will be completed by the end of the week. Cass County Conservation Board is starting a paving project at Cold Springs Park on Monday, and the board is asking all campers that are there this weekend to be out by 5 p.m. Sunday so that work can get started. The park will be closed to traffic and use for a couple of days pending weather to complete that project. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to meet here this morning at 9 a.m. in the Adair County Courthouse. One of the major items on their agenda is discussion of an engineer sharing agreement with Union County. The board will also discuss a Tourism Council resignation and appointment along with a tourism fiscal sponsorship agreement. The board is also set to hear from Sarah Gomez with Midwest Partnership with an economic development update. The Griswold School Board on Monday evening discussed changes to their traditional Veterans Day program. The board was in agreement that it would be best not to hold the traditional large event this year due to the ongoing pandemic. Superintendent Dave Hendricks indicated that they would like to still do something to honor area vets, and the board asked the organizing group to come up with some alternative activities to celebrate Veterans Day in the district this year. Further discussion will be held on the matter once some ideas have been developed. And U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson says low-income derecho victims in Iowa who are renters or paying off a mortgage may be eligible for assistance through his agency.
We fully recognize that in the case of most people, you know, this is something that appeared on their doorstep through no fault of their own. They've been doing what they're supposed to be doing all along, and all of a sudden they've got this insoluble problem.
And more than 1,700 Iowans have received federal vouchers to cover the temporary housing. Carson says in the county's hardest hit by the derecho, more than 28,000 homeowners with loans through the Federal Housing Administration are eligible for a 90-day foreclosure moratorium. He's hoping Congress will provide additional federal pandemic relief to help all Americans who cannot afford their rent.
Support for Iowa during this time is especially important so that the households can have peace of mind to meet the challenges of recovering from both this disaster and the coronavirus pandemic.
Carson spoke with reporters in Des Moines on Tuesday after touring a facility for low-income seniors. We'll take a look at your funeral announcements next. News Time 7:14.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. We just got word from New Holland that we can get 0% for 24 months on used New Holland combines. So if you're considering an upgrade, check out the used lineup of combines available at Lindeman Tractor. A lineup that includes sizes for about any operation.
With any one of these machines, you'll get New Holland self-leveling sieves that improve efficiency in two ways. You'll lose less grain and have more productivity on the side hills.
And you'll have a better, cleaner grain sample from twin rotors that come on all New Holland models, class 6 through class 9. In fact, our customers tell us elevators know that they're running a New Holland combine because of their clean sample with minimal grain damage.
The best part is that when you upgrade to a New Holland combine from Lindeman Tractor, you'll get a field-ready, highly efficient, and productive combine from a dealership with the know-how and the people to keep you running, season after season. 0% for 24 months won't last, so don't miss out. Come see us today. Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Agnes Goodner, age 94, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Private family funeral services for Agnes Goodner will be held Wednesday here today at 11:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Smith, age 85, of Greenfield, passed on Saturday at her home in Greenfield. Graveside services for Betty Smith will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. David P. Testa, age 72, of Atlantic, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A memorial mass for David P. Testa will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Boyd Ray Lutz, age 54, of Adair, died August 16th at home. Graveside services for Boyd Ray Lutz will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has arrangements. Judy Ann Bruce, age 75, of Dallas, Texas, formerly of Manila, died August 16th in Dallas. Memorial services for Judy Ann Bruce will be held Saturday at the historic Trinity Church in Manning Heritage Park in Manning. Odie Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. Jeffrey McAvoy, age 58, of Harlan, died September 6th. Funeral services for Jeffrey McAvoy will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Jeffrey L. Bradley, age 51, of Manila, died Thursday at home. Funeral services for Jeffrey L. Bradley are pending with Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Mary Hanley, age 64, of Manning, died Saturday at the home. Funeral services for Mary Hanley are pending with Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Max DeWitt, age 90, of Casey, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital and Guthrie Center. Services for Max DeWitt are pending with Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic. And Byron L. Spillers, age 98, of Redfield, died on Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Cremation has taken place and a graveside service for Viral L. Spillers will be held at a later date. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart has arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. It's good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.